Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum, Bob Ivory, and Ivory Coast Media.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I'm glad that you've chosen to join me. I always count it an honor and a privilege to have the opportunity to speak into your life and have you listen to what I'm saying. Before I get into today's topic, I want to take a moment to ask you to let me know that you're listening. Just drop me a line on Instagram. You can, in the comments or the direct mail, whatever it is, just let me know that you're there and that this show actually matters to you. It's one thing to see statistics and numbers about how are you doing? It's one thing to get likes on a Facebook page, but when a person or people take the time to share their thoughts or simply to acknowledge that they are in fact listening, it certainly makes a difference, because I have some decisions to make in the next couple of months as it relates to the direction of the show. And so I'd like to get your feedback and to know that you're there, and not to simply keep talking to the air, so to speak. So that's Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram, Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Facebook. So please take a moment to drop me a line. Just a, you know, doesn't have to be a long line, long message, or anything of that nature. Just some communication to let me know that you're listening and that this particular medium that I'm sharing with you is making a difference to you. I want to know, do my ideas and my thoughts, do they provoke you? Do they encourage you? Certainly, more than provoke, I desire to encourage, and if not inspire. But that's the deal. So let me know you're listening, and I certainly will appreciate it. If you are so inclined to give me a phone call, feel free to call 248-494-2536, call or text. Whatever is the most convenient for you to do, just say, hey, you know, I'm listening to The Spectrum. Thank you for being there. Or, I listen to The Spectrum and I don't like it. I'd like to know that too. Because that's the only way we grow, is through feedback. And feedback, honest feedback that people give you, not just fluff. Because, you know, it's like eating dessert all day long. You can't eat dessert all day long and expect to have any type of significant health, any type of vitality, because it's just not the way the human body is designed, is to simply eat dessert. And so we don't need compliments all the time, just ideas, comments, because sometimes in life we can learn more from our enemies than we can from our friends. Think about a failing moment in your life, a moment when things weren't going your way, when things just didn't look very happy for you. You think about that time. You think about a time you've blown it. You blew a deal. It didn't go the way, it didn't go down the way you had anticipated, the way you needed it to go. It just didn't go that way. You think about those moments of failure, the moments in the valley. And when you think about the moments in the valley, those are the moments that you are the most introspective and the most gets done when you get angry with yourself. Not when other people get angry with you, but when you get fed up with missing the mark, when you get fed up with missing opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, you get tired of that and you get mad at yourself and say, oh man, why did I do that? That's when the most powerful changes are going to take place. I'm going to take a minute to comment on the George Floyd situation and Mark Chauvin and the verdict that came down from the jury. And in fact, it is a just verdict, and it is good to see justice served and to not turn on the television from a bad verdict and see rioting in the streets as people express their anger and their dismay at being mistreated and not being the recipients of equal justice. But that happened this time, and I personally am elated that no chaos ensued because of a wrong verdict. But let's face it, this was a different kind of case. It's different when someone, you know, tells you, or a group of people say, this cop, this policeman, this police officer was abusive, and people can be witnesses, but we were all witnesses of this tragedy. This travesty of justice was seen around the world. The ambivalence, or the, I should say, the indifference that appeared to be in the man's eyes as he had his knee on George Floyd's neck for 9 minutes and 28 seconds. I think when you see it in those terms, it changes things. It's different from hearsay. It's different from saying, well, all of the witnesses said so, even the cops said so. Well, it's different when you see it for yourself. Because when you see it for yourself, then you are on the ground with a police officer's knee in your neck. It is not hard at all to transfer and to see yourself in the space of the individual that suffered the injustice. So, bravo to the jury for getting this one right. I like the comment that was said by Al Sharpton, and I paraphrase. He said something to the effect that we don't take pleasure in this event. Don't take pleasure in this verdict. We'd rather have George here. And that's the point. We'd rather have him here, but since the injustice has occurred, now we have to have equal justice under the law. And we do have that in this particular case, but there is more work to be done, obviously. The news cycle shows one tragedy after another, and that's a topic of an entirely different show as to the solution to the problem of police brutality and use of excessive force. I want to switch gears here and talk just for a few minutes about something I've been thinking about for a while, because, you know, I've been in the field of personal development for more than 20 years now. And philosophies come and they go. Ideas come and they go. One thing I know that really doesn't change, and the thing that remains consistent, regardless to what fad comes or goes, is the idea of standards. Standards, principles, really, standards and principles don't change. They are foundational. Fads are these quirky ideas that people come up with. Like if you were to read The Secret, you know, if you really read the book The Secret and you really pay attention to what they're saying, to me, in my estimation, it amounts to speaking or talking in circles. Speaking in generalities, if you will, about the possibilities of your life and what your life can become if you follow these ideas. Life for human beings isn't that simplistic. There are some things that are, like I said, they are standards, they are principles, they don't change. And it's not a mysterious thing in terms of earning income or wealth, if you so desire a certain amount of it. It's simple mathematics. You don't need magic, you just need to do the work and to know the math, know your numbers. It's really not complicated in one sense. You are going to have more money if you keep more than you spend. If you spend more than you earn, you are going to be in a deficit situation. And it's not complicated. But people like to complicate things because sometimes people make things complicated for themselves by virtue of the fact that they simply don't put in the work. If you don't put in the work, you're not going to get the kind of results that you desire. But let me ask you a question. What do you do? What do you do when you have done all you can to realize your dreams and you fall flat on your face? When it seems the haters are right and you want to throw in the towel, what do you do in those moments like that? Have you ever experienced a failing moment in your life? Most, if not all of us have. Had failing moments. The question is, what do you do? Well, you see, I guess I just had a birthday, and with birthdays come introspection, and you evaluate and reevaluate your life, and you evaluate your philosophy and the things you believe and you don't believe. There are things that I believed when I was 30 that I know not, that there are things that I believed at 30 that I don't believe at the age I am right now. Aren't there things that you used to believe when you were 12 that you don't believe at 25? Or things that you believe at 25 that you no longer believe at 45? No, your perspective changes, and it should. There should be growth in the process of your thinking. Some people mystify things because, in fact, that's what some people actually want. They want to be mystified. They want the magic show. But at the end of the day, the principles are always going to get you further along than fads. Fads, they come and, as I said before, they come and they go. They melt like winter snow. One thing for sure I know is this. I think at one point or another, we all have wanted to throw in the towel. And then sometimes there's inspiration that seems to come out of nowhere, and we are encouraged and we find the strength, the fortitude to push forward. But there's certain truths I think you need to understand, and things that I think will help you get past the feelings of failure, if you will. And here's a way to do that. One thing I know for sure is this, is you got to turn off all the noise around you and dare to dream a new dream if you feel like you failed. But what many people don't realize is that they've been sold a counterfeit dream tailored for the masses, for the purpose of selling books and seminars and personal development programs and on and on and on it goes. It's a product. It's a product, and it's being served to you on a silver platter. But you don't have to take the wares. You don't have to sign up for the programs. If you have what it takes, and when I say if you have what it takes, what I mean is this. If you want to simplify your life, please pay attention closely to what I'm telling you in this moment. Some have brazenly convinced themselves, and that's people that some personal development trainers, coaches, whatever, and people in the field. Some have brazenly convinced themselves of their own absolute sincerity so that they may appear sincere on stage. So that when they offer you their $2,500 million coaching package that will absolutely change your life, you'll believe that they mean it from the bottom of their hearts. The truth about human nature is this, though. We all know when we've given our best efforts, and we all know when we've been total slackers. Am I right about it? You follow where I'm going with this? I'm going to tell you something that I hope helps you. It's a very simple truth, but then some of the best things in life are simple. People want to make things complex so that you can feel like you're buying something of extreme value. But I'll tell you this truth. Simplicity is the key to discovering the very best version of yourself. Shutting out all of the noise. How many years have you been promised that if you take this program, you're going to get this result? And you gave it everything you've got and came up empty. I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to continue for you. So that's why I'm sharing this little truth here. And I'm going to be out of here, out of your hair, out of your ear. But I think if you do this, you won't have to spend another $250,000, another $1,500, whatever price is being presented to you for whatever services some of these coaches and personal development trainers are offering you. You can do this for yourself if you will embrace the responsibility of simple. And don't confuse simple with easy. Because it's not this, they are not the same things. Simple and easy, say it with me. Simple and easy are not the same things. But like I said before, we all know when we've put in our best efforts, and we know when we're slackers. Now, I'm going to tell you something, like I said, this truth. It's a simple truth, and it's a simple truth, and it will seem obvious once I tell you. And here it is. You may want to write it down or pause and replay it so you can write it down. But just marinate on this for a few seconds. size 12 feet will not fit into size 9 shoes. I'll say that again. Size 12 feet do not fit into size 9 shoes. What if the reason it seems you failed is not that you didn't do your best, but simply because the dream was tailored for someone else? Have you been trying to cram your life into someone else's dream, someone else's idea of what you should be? Let me tell you something about your purpose, your dreams. Your true dream is within you. Your true power is within you. It's not outside of you. But you've been convinced by others that somehow you are deficient and you're not putting enough effort. No matter how much effort I put into trying to put my size 13 foot into a size 9 shoe, I am not going to be successful, no matter how I grunt. If I use a butter knife with butter on it to try to slide my foot in there, it's not going to fit. You get where I'm going with this? The dream that you're trying to squeeze yourself into isn't even your dream. It's a program that's been played for you over and over and over again until you begin to believe that it was your dream. And the fact of the matter is this: it is not your dream. I don't care how fervent and how sincere people sound when they speak to you. Look for the simplicity, and more importantly, you have got to look inside of you and not outside of you. You're never going to find an apple seed on the outside of the apple till it's cut open. You can only get it from the inside. And that's where your dreams reside, my friend. They reside on the inside of you, not on the outside of you. You've listened to other people long enough. You've listened to their passionate speeches and their rah-rah talk and all of the stuff that you've heard. Now it's time for you to turn off the noise. It's time for you to be quiet and to listen and not be afraid of the sound of your own soul, because you've come to fear the silence because of all of those other ideas that come rushing in when you are silent. But within the silence is the secret. The secret you've been looking for all your life. You're not a failure. There's nothing wrong with you. You know when you put in the work and you know when you don't. It's simple. Don't complicate your life anymore. Have the courage to live from the inside out. Have the courage to believe that you have value, that the words, that voice inside is not lying to you about your destiny. You take that one fact that I just shared with you, extrapolate it out, size 12 feet will not fit into size 9 shoes. You take the simplicity of that and you extrapolate the other truths that exist within it, and you will have the answers that you seek, my friend. Thank you so much for listening. And once again, talk to me. Let me know you're there. I've got some decisions to make about going forward with the Spectrum with Bob Ivory. And I want to get your feedback. And one way or another, I will have the response that I need. So thank you in advance for your participation. Now you go out there and you get the size shoes that fit your feet. and you live your dreams, you'll be astonished at how happy you become. Be well, my friends. Ciao for now.
Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.